But the food was really good. What I did eat, it was good. I became too social and started talking.
Everybody
was everywhere.
Everybody's everywhere, but people kept coming up to me and saying, you know, how great it was and how much they appreciate it, especially Big Fatty.
Because they were afraid of you.
Big Fatty told me like 20 times, thank you for putting this together, and it's so good. And
he's the best. And at the end, they honored us with a banner that everybody signed.
He had a banner printed out with the 2010 Gay Days and had the logo of all the shows that were represented there, and everybody signed it, and
that's cool.
I have it on the kitchen table.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Thank you for putting this together, and it's so good. And
yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 872 of the BFO for Friday, the 3rd of June 2011. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me, a little show with There's No Time to Tell You, except, can you hear that? Can you hear that? Uh-huh, can you hear that? Hi, everyone. I hope you're Friday is going well, y'all. It is the first Friday of June, y'all. Who could believe it? I just can't believe, y'all. Time flies when you're having fun, and it flies when you're just old. So, y'all, let me bring you up to date on a few things. Big Fatty, y'all, I had a card here that I had written notes on, and y'all, I think I have I think I shredded it, so Big Fatty, poor Big Fatty, but it was all my little things I was going to talk about, and y'all, it's just vanished. It's just vanished. I'll try to remember what I had on there, but y'all, it's just last-minute things that I wanted to tell about the trip. First of all, one of the things that I noticed in the Apple snack store, there in the San Francisco, and in the one in Los Angeles, the City of Angels, y'all, is that they no longer make the snowflake microhoist. I couldn't believe it. They have the big ball microhoist, and then they have these things called the Yeti. They have a gold Yeti and a professional Yeti, and y'all, these are just some sort of bears it's the bears that live up there in Tibet or whatever. They make microphones, I guess. But anyway, so if anything ever happens to the snowflake microhoist, y'all, I'm fucked, and not in a good way. Big Fatty, please. But, y'all, a couple of things. Now, first of all, let me start off by saying I had a wonderful time on this trip. And I met wonderful people and enjoyed every second I was with folks. But, y'all, I'm going to tell you something. Los Angeles and San Francisco, y'all, they've changed, and they've not changed for the better. Observations of daily life. For instance, I don't recall the roads in Los Angeles being so trashy. And y'all, it is trash and garbage everywhere. And maybe it's just the roads I'm on, but y'all, I was on the well-traveled roads, and y'all, it's just, I mean, if you'd have to dodge stuff to pull over into the emergency lane. Y'all, about the only thing I did not see in the emergency lane on the freeways, as they call them, was a body. And y'all, quite frankly, I'm a little surprised I didn't see a body there, but y'all, California's not well, I don't think. So, but anyway, I think it's really struggling. And, you know, it's just, that was disappointing. And in San Francisco, the streets seem to be cleaner. But, y'all, there's always been a homeless population in San Francisco. And I was used to that and all. But, and, you know, people are hard on their luck from time to time. But, But y'all, I'm used to the folks asking for change and everything everywhere. But y'all, there are so many people. There are so many people walking around just talking to themselves. Y'all, they've got to be on the dope. They've got to be on the dope, and they're walking around, and y'all, they're crazy people. There are just crazy people out and about, and you've got to be amongst you. You've got to have your wits amongst you to be aware that all this is going on around you and all. So y'all, those two things kind of left a little bit of a sour taste in Big Brother's mouth, but you know, it is what it is, and times they are a changing. So anyway, but that's just a couple of observations. But y'all, I will say, and California is very, very expensive. That's all I'm gonna say. Even the Vons was not on the inexpensive side. Y'all, speaking of the Vons, y'all, can you hear that? Huh? Can you hear that? Huh? Y'all, I went to the Vons East. After I recorded the Thursday show, y'all, because I didn't have any food in the house, and the penny coupon was for the Vons East American cheese food singles. Oh, y'all, that is a cracked pepper and pepper jack. Sandwich on a seeded roll. Yes, McFreddy, lovely. And but anyway, y'all, I bought me a pot roast, and y'all, I bought this little bag of these little bitty potatoes and an onion, and y'all, I bought one of those cook in the bag things. It comes with the cooking bag and the seasoning mix that you put in the bag, and you cook it all together, and y'all, that's in the oven right now. I'm gonna have that as soon as I finish recording the Alley Show. But y'all, and I bought stuff to make some tacos, some of the tacos, because y'all, you know, sometimes you just gotta have the tacos. But I get the I got the soft tacos. I didn't get the crunchy tacos. I don't know why I did that, but I did. So I guess there'll be more burritos, but without that bean shit and that avocado, you know, because that looks like it came right out of a baby's diaper. Yes, McFreddy, move forward. And but anyway, there was all kinds of stuff I bought. But they had peanuts on sale, and the ice cream was on sale, and the cone flakes, and y'all have spent $49.84, and that includes the tax. But y'all, I saved $30.15. Y'all, I think that's lovely. Just lovely. So y'all, that was $79.25 regular price, and I saved $30.15. So that's just lovely. So anyway, I'm happy. I'm very happy about that. But y'all, on the way back from the Vons East, I went by the P.O. Box. Make a wish. Y'all, it's been 2 weeks since I checked the P.O. box, and y'all, there were four things in there for Big Fatty, and y'all, the first one, it stymied me. I was just stymied. Y'all, it was one of these, you know how you get those rebate checks from, like, you know, when you send off to get a rebate? Yes, Big Fatty, that's why it's called a rebate check. It was, you know, you tear off the perforation on the left and the right and across the top, and it opens up. Well, I did that, and y'all, it is a check for Big Fatty for $245, and y'all, it is from the boss boy and the gay cowboy up there in the New Hampshire. And y'all, I didn't know that they ran a computer agency or anything like that, but y'all, that is for the scratch-offs that they sent me, and I didn't really understand that, but y'all, I pre-opened that because I was a little stymied by it. Yash, McFreddy, move forward. Y'all, then there was a lovely postcard. Y'all, about vomit when I saw it, and y'all, it's a picture of boobies. Yes, y'all, it really is. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 8. Y'all, there's 11 pair of boobies hanging out of different dresses, booby holders. And, y'all, it is from that Kim Beaver. Oh, dear Gussie, Big Fatty. And, y'all, and her wife. And it says, "Hello, BF. Lots of love and best of views from Munich, Bavaria, where I am staying to attend a Fish Cannery Corporation meeting." Y'all, you know that Kim Beaver was over there in the Munich, Germany. Thank goodness she didn't have to go over to Stuttgart. But anyway, y'all, it says, "Exciting different smells of tuna from all over the world. Wish you were here. Thank you for calling. XO, KB, and wife." So, y'all, that's just the cutest thing. The boobies don't really do a whole lot for me. But, y'all, the fact that Kim Beaver thought of me to send me a postcard, that's just lovely. Now, y'all, the next card I've received, I guess it's a card, it's in an envelope. Y'all, it's from the number one fan of the BFO, that is Joe in Dallas. By the way, I don't know if you knew this or not, but he is... But anyway, so we're just going to open it up right now, and we're going to see what's in here. Oh, y'all, he loves to send those photo cards, you know, the old-timey photos. And y'all, on the front, there are two men in a military uniform garb. And on the inside it says, "Hank, I got to know your secret. I've got to know your secret. How do you get your pie crust so flaky?" Ah, Big Freddy. And then Joe writes, "Hope your visit to the surface of the sun was enjoyable and devoid of vulgarity." Well, Joe, I can neither confirm nor deny the vulgarity. But anyway, it says, "Joe in Dallas, number one fan of the BFO for 2011. And y'all, inside, there's a scratch-off. It's a $1 scratch-off from the Tejas Lottery. Y'all, we're just going to go ahead and do it right now. And y'all, it's got pigs on it. And how appropriate that he mentioned the surface of the sun when he sent a pig. Hogmania is what it's called. And y'all, it says reveal 3 matching amounts and win that amount. Reveal 2 matching amounts and a pig and win double that amount. Well, there you go, y'all. And there's 6 things to scratch here, so we're just going to go ahead and do it right now. Y'all, the first amount is $1,000. And you can't have a winner yet because I've only scratched 1. The next one is $20. And the next one is $2. Not a winner, Big Fatty. And then, y'all, the next one is $100. No winner there. And then we've got $3. Not a winner, Big Fatty. And the last one is $50. No winner there, Big Fatty. But that's all right. Joe, thank you so much for sending the Hogmania and the lovely card. I just love these cards. Y'all, I've told you before, it's the Mick and Wright. It's the Mick Wright cards. And, y'all, I just love them. They're the old-timey black and white photographs. But, y'all, the last thing, did I say thank you, Joe? Thank you, Joe! Y'all, the last thing is from that Timmy Sims. And, y'all, he is up there in the Michigans. Is Michigan M-I? Or is that Minnesota? No, Minnesota is M-N. So, anyway, y'all, he has sent something in a box here, and y'all, I'm going to have to get out the scissors here to be able to open, to pop this open, and Big Freddy, this is exciting. Y'all, he sent me a message saying that he was putting something in the mail to me while I was out in California. I hope it is not C's candies that have melted waiting on Big Freddy to get back home. But anyway, we're working on this. Yes, Big Freddy, get it going, you're running out of time. And y'all, this weekend, I'm probably just going to see Granny and Miss Porter. By the way, before I forget, there will not be an LFC this weekend because old Veda is down there at the Gaudet's. And y'all, you heard the ginger bear and the albino. They were chitter-chatting about last year's podcast and podcast listener dinner at the Gaylord Palms restaurant. And y'all, it was just lovely, and they're doing it again. They're doing it tonight. They're doing it tonight, and I'm missing out on it. And Tom and Terry are there, and that Pat Geik and Melanie from Don't Quit Your Day Job, and that Daniel Bieber is there, who else is there? The Haunt Cub, Jay and Ron are there, and Connor and Julian are there, and y'all, it seems like there's, the Guru Nudie is there, although I don't think Lover Man is attending this year, but anyway, and the Drusilla Blomey is there, so anyway, I hope you all have a lovely time, y'all. I'm going to say, oh my God. Oh, Timmy Sims, Big Fanny loves you like you, like never before, y'all. I'll tell you what it is in a second. But there's a card in here. It says, "Dear Big Fanny, the little one insisted that we send you the last of our Easter Starburst jelly beans. Remember, they were bought at the half-off sale. The little one even colored a picture for you. Timmy Sims, love Timmy Sims and the little one." And y'all, the little one has colored me a rotary raptor from the Silver Beach Carousel, and that's just lovely. And, that's lovely. And, y'all, there's not one. There is not one, but there are two. There are two bags of the Starburst jelly beans. And, y'all, Big Fatty may have to touch himself inappropriately. Big Fatty, please, another one is listening. So, anyway, thank you so much, Timmy Sims and the little one. That's just lovely. And I'll just add that to the rest of the stuff that is going to give me the cavities have my teeth rot out and fall out. But it's just lovely, and I love my picture. I'm gonna hang it on the refrigerator. And just to remind me of that old raptor that sarcophagus that I saw out there in Walnut Hills. Yes, that giant sarcophagus. But anyway, y'all, I haven't read the from the bacon calendar in quite a while, so y'all, I'm very far behind. But y'all, some of those days, they just get thrown away. But y'all, for today on the bacon calendar, it says store leftover bacon grease in a covered jar in the refrigerator and use it instead of cooking oil to add extra flavor to your dishes. Y'all, let me just tell you this. My mother did that for years and years. She still does it, but y'all, she didn't put it in the refrigerator. She just left it out on the stove, and y'all, it became rancid, but we still ate it. And y'all, then, for this weekend, it is just because you got the bacon, lettuce, and tomato doesn't mean I'm going to give you my toast. And y'all, that was said by Key of Hustle and Flow. Y'all, I haven't got the slightest idea what the hell Hustle and Flow is, but y'all... Yeah, Gussie, it sounds like somebody that needs to run to the toilet. I need to hustle and flow. Big Fatty, that's vulgar. Y'all, I hope you have a great weekend. And a special shout-out to all the folks that I met out there in the California AI. Just really appreciate all of your generosity in coming out and visiting with Big Fatty and just being good friends to the fat one. And I'm so sorry that there are others that were out there that I did not get to meet. But anyway, and I'm missing every one of you down there at the Gaudet's this year. And so, Julian, why don't you close us out today by just in your own words, describe Big Fatty's little show.
Thank you for putting this together, and it's so good.
I couldn't say it better myself.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206 206- 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.